eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How does he know? Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. That was a reference to our producer, Joe Wechter. And the guy speaking was Nick Sirianni, who will be on today at 8:30. Mm-hmm. To clarify a lot of the stuff that went on in the championship game and to look forward to the biggest game of his life and the biggest game of many people's lives, at least for the last 5 years, if not longer. We got a lot of ground to cover this morning, and we have brought in our top blocker. That is Barrett Brooks is with us from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Hey, Barrett.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going today?
Barrett's going now. That's going on.
Yeah, I know. He's showing me.
And he showed me some of his bills.
Yeah.
You were right. Al, that's a pricey trip.
It is ridiculous.
That's a pricey trip. We also got Rhea Hughes here there.
Morning.
Hi, Rhea.
Hello.
And Al, of course, is here. And Clifford W. Lentz is here, Al, because he knew that they were going to win via the sky. Something happened in the sky last week that only happens once every 50,000 years.
Hmm.
And it was the best of all omens. But I just want to, Al, obviously, we got Ross Tucker out at 7 today. What an 8 o'clock hour. Brandon Graham, the leader of the defense, and Nick Sirianni, the coach of the team, both at 8 o'clock, 8 and 8:30 respectively. And our friend Ricky Ricardo, Al, who will be doing the game, the Super Bowl, in Latin.
Nice.
He will be here as well
Spanish,
at 9
yeah.
o'clock. And I just want to, let me start with this because there's a lot of ways you could start today's show, but I'm going to address the elephant in the room.
Oh.
Because I now realize
Barrett,
he is not an elephant. He is a big man who can block. But I just want to start with this because I realized yesterday when I got 300 and some emails.
All right.
That I am widely regarded, at least in this city, as the all-time Andy Reid critic.
We've got to do a better job. Yeah.
Now, yesterday I made a statement, and it did not. I was not able to back it up.
Oh no!
I said, "No, Reid, I've had enough of him." Well, that's not going to happen. You know, he's the coach of the opponent to the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That's not going to happen. I can't. There's no way I can make good on that. You know me. I don't like to, write checks with my mouth that my ass can't catch.
I thought you'd do it every day.
I try not to, but sometimes I do. But anyway, so I'm just going to get it out of the way now, and I'm making an announcement. Now, this does not apply to the news updates, because that's
right.
Rhea, I don't get involved in that. Mm-hmm. You got to admit, Rhea, I don't get involved in that.
No.
But after today, you will not hear another cut of that phony fraud Andy Reid on this radio program. I do not control the other day parts here. I do not control the newsroom. I am done playing anything said by Andy Reid, because I learned over 14 years it's a waste of time.
Yeah, how much real estate does he own in your head?
He does. Why do you have to attack?
luxury condos out.
I'm addressing it now so I can get it out of the way.
Yeah.
I don't like the man. I've never liked the man.
There we go.
I'll give you an example.
No.
I'm going to give you an example with my good friend Barrett Brooks. Because Barrett Brooks never played for Reed, but he was there in the transition from Ray Rhodes to Reed. That was your defining moment, right?
Yes,
You were going into free agency and Reed was there.
Right,
so you went in to meet Andy. This was the only time as an Eagle that you talked to him, right?
Yes, my first time, yes, first time.
So you walked into this jackass's office and tell us what happened.
Well, you know, I go in and, you know, of course they draft a trade a year before. So that meant my walking papers were when they drafted him. So I go in, I say, look, man, I'll give you a family discount. I will stay here and not really go into free agency, you know, if you hook it up and I can stay here. And he says, I'm going in a different direction, you know, but I like the way you play, but I'm going in a different direction. I said, well, I'm giving you a family discount. He said, no, well, I'm sending you to Detroit. I said, wait, what do you mean you're sending me to Detroit? I'm a free agent. I go where I want to go. And he said, no, I worked it out. We got this player, you know, he's a running back or fullback or something, you know. He said, you're going to get him from Detroit and you're going to go to Detroit. So, man, I get pissed off. I start, man, I go where I want to go. I'm a free agent. So I get even, I leave. I tried to slam the door, but it wouldn't slam because it was on those air shock things, you know. So, you know, I left out pretty mad. Right. You know what I'm saying?
You were mad. Yeah. And you did not. You're a free agent. You worked to get that designation.
Yes.
And now he's attempting to strip it away from you?
Absolutely.
So you ignored that and you went out at the free agent and you signed?
Yeah. 2 weeks later when I signed with Detroit, man. He hooked it up, man. Gave me an offer I couldn't refuse, man. So I ended up going to Detroit anyways.
I did not see that coming. You told it very well.
Me neither.
I didn't see it coming either. But bottom line is, Al, Andy Reid has never had any respect for anyone. Mm-hmm. And he has shown it consistently with stories like this, but they are constantly shrouded in the jolly fat man exterior. He's even he's making money now at State Farm.
Yes.
That's a good commercial.
It's not a good commercial.
I think it's funny.
It's a horrible commercial, and he's awful in it.
I think it's funny.
He's awful.
I know not to sleep around you, Al.
Yeah, exactly. but all right, I'm going to try here to illustrate one of the reasons I hate Reed. Now, the number one reason I hate Reed is that he had 14 tries to win a Super Bowl, and he failed. He failed 13 times to even get to the game, even though he got the NFC Championship 5 times. That doesn't mean anything to me. To get to where the Niners were and lose, Rhea, that's no great accomplishment. You got there, but you didn't even get to the game.
For the Niners, I will say it was since they were working with a backup quarterback.
You had five times you got there, and you only made it once and to the Super Bowl.
And you were favored in several
of them. So that's the number one reason. But right behind it stylistically is the fact that he never gave a damn about the fans in this city. And even now, Al, he's been in KC 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
That's 24 years combined. 14 here, 10 there.
Right.
He has not changed at all. He says nothing but what a robot would be programmed to say. Here's him yesterday.
Had the opportunity to play a great team in the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and it should be really something. I mean, should be a great venue and two good football teams playing each other. You don't get to this point unless you're a good team. So proud of our guys, proud of the organization for the job that everybody did. And here we sit. So with that, time's yours.
All right. Yeah, we got the time is yours again. All right, Rhea, I can't believe that dramatic announcement that the two teams in the Super Bowl are good. Wow, thank you for holding the news coverage.
He's never given you much.
He's never given me anything. Here's more of Reed. Listen to this.
Yeah, I think when really cut to the chase on it, they're a really good football team. And so I think that's where the energy goes.
They're in the Super Bowl.
Because really, when it's kickoff, you're playing that team.
Are! Oh, wow, Barrett, when they kick it off, you're playing that team.
And the coaches. And so the uniform, the – you know, it's not that's not where your mind's at. Your mind's at making sure you have a solid game plan.
Oh, you're going to have a solid game plan, Rhea.
I mean,
this is pure garbage.
That's
you understand no more, Joe. No, I can't take one more second. That's the last you're hearing of him.
And now I'm going to compare that to Nick Sirianni.
All right.
Nick cares about the fans. Mm-hmm. Nick shares. Maybe too much.
He is an oversharer.
No, I love it because I know when I'm watching games, you know what I'm doing now? I'm trying to figure out what his dad's thinking. Because his dad is a football coach. I'm thinking about his brothers. I'm even thinking about family members that he has already identified as people we should not enjoy. He took on his mother's cousin. Mm-hmm. Just picture if Reed would ever do this.
My mom's cousin. I'm not even claiming them. And they didn't sit in our sections. They just live in Philly. And my mom's cousin, she's like, hey, they want to say hello to you before the game. And they were wearing Steelers gear. So I just... The cute Christmas cards with this one and my other son, they will not be receiving one of those cute Christmas cards.
Do you understand that part of the responsibility of the sports figure is to enhance your enjoyment of a game by giving you a little insight into their lives? Why do you think, Barrett, they hold these news conferences every week? Several of them. Because we get to enjoy the games more knowing the people who are in the middle of it.
At least tell us a little bit about what's happening. Also.
Exactly. What is that? Here's where Al, he talked about after games, his dad, a football coach, that's where he learned everything, communicates with him.
Text me right after the game, good job, on to the next one. He don't care. He knows that we know that we got a job to do next week. So I was raised in this with this stuff. And so he tells me it was a good game, tells me what we screwed up, and then he says move on to the next one. It's
when Nick is on at 8:30 today, do you want to know my second question?
What is it?
What was the reaction of your father and your brothers? I left the cousin out.
All right.
But Rhea, isn't that part of the experience of enjoying sports?
Well, it is an entertainment.
Why after 24 years do I get from Andy Reid the two good teams are playing in the Super Bowl and they're both going to be quite prepared?
What were you expecting?
I was expecting something like Nick gives me every time.
No, oh, that's fantastic.
So I hate Reed because he never won me the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I hate Reed that it took him 6 years to get there. It took Nick two. And I hate Reed because he never bothered to share a damn thing. And if you're out there were 25% of the people, yes, I voted in our poll, who said that they admire and respect Reed more than Sirianni. You 25% have not been paying any attention all these years. And I hope you will retell the story Barrett Brooks told today that Andy Reid, upon arriving, lied to him, Al, and said, I like the way you play. Because if he did, he would have kept him. And then he traded him as a free agent to Detroit, worked a backdoor deal, and got a player.
Good.
Screw him.
That's a good deal for Barrett.
The contest today with wonderful prizes today. We got a Jalen Hurts jersey. Visa gift card, conference championship t-shirts and hats. Al, one word to describe Andy Reid. Oh. The judge today, Al Morganti. Because you see, all you would get from me, you would just say negative words. Rhea, they'd only say bad things, right?
Yes.
Horrible, you know, probably.
Words we can't use.
Words that wouldn't be inappropriate. But Al Morganti, Al's like a blank page.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're positive or negative.
Yeah.
So give me one word to describe, and then in the end, Al will determine the winner.
Okay.
All right, Al?
That's fine.
So it's all on you today.
This is about Andy Reid?
It's one word to describe Andy Reid.
Yes, Al, it's all about Andy Reid.
That's something. You want to talk about Andy Reid? Yeah, and I'm doing it, Al, so I don't have to do it the rest of the 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah,
like,
right.
After this now, you can expect me to barely mention him at all.
You need Dr. Fish.
No, Al.
You need something,
I mean, this is what you call clearing the decks for real football conversation.
He's like an ex-wife.
What's that? All right, Al, keep your comments to yourself. Mike's on the line for Berwyn First. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey. Mike, we got 12 days, baby, and then the big one.
It is probably the most exciting time I can remember, besides the Phillies. But I got to ask all of you, do you think this is the best Philly sports team ever?
Any sport? Wow. Wow.
Well, they haven't exactly won yet.
No, if they win, I'll say they were the most talented Eagles team. Barrett, you with me?
No question about it. They're more talented than 17. Yeah. Way more talented.
And I'll even explain to you later in the hour how it happened, because there's somebody we need to thank that we have not thanked yet. But, Mike, the fact is, any team, how am I supposed to gauge this against the championship Flyer team?
Well, they had the dynasty in 1967. Yeah.
Now, Mike, you're right. Al's correct. They will never be better than the 67 Sixers.
They won one in a row.
All right, shut up. He's doing this again. Ria, stop him. Will you please?
I enjoy it too much.
Well, there's a lot of... All right, Mike, I don't know if anybody is in a position to make that statement, but you could make a good argument that this is the most talent... It looks more talented to me than 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's way more talented.
It's deeper. It's got more people. I mean, it's better. It's better than 17.
Oh, yeah.
Just go from the quarterback position.
So, yeah, start with that.
Yep.
Mike, hopefully they will win the championship. That argument could go in for many, many years to come. Mike, one word. Do you like Andy Reid, Mike?
I'm on the fence.
You're on the fence. He's been coaching 24 freaking years.
But you know what? You know what? The guy, he is a good coach. But, you know, he's had his flaws. I mean, time management.
Mike, take a stand. It's a quarter century. Mike, give me one word to describe Andy Reid.
Confusing.
You know, well, that's not terrible. There are people that like him. There are people like me who just hate him as much as you could.
Yeah.
I really hate him.
I know.
No, I'm not lying.
I'm not lying,
Barrett. And he didn't trade me when I was a free agent.
I can't say that helped because I did get like $150,000
right.
more.
He made you a lot of money.
Yeah.
Do you have positive or negative thoughts toward Reid?
I was never really around Reid. I mean, I was off making money but other places, you know.
So. As an outside observer of his daily work.
Well, you know, I just go by what Hugh. I talked to Hugh and those guys. They loved Andy. I talked to you.
What the hell is you now? 215-592-9494.
He was a part of trading B-Dog now.
When we come back, I want to tell you a story of a guy who's got a hard decision to make.
Who?
And I hope it opens up conversation for people who have a commitment to do something that is not Super Bowl related on February 12th. What are you going to do? WIP Sports Type 660.
Home Shows provide homeowners the deepest discounts of the year on remodeling projects. And right now, Window Nation is bringing